dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And good evening, everybody. It is a beautiful evening here in Jupiter, Florida at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We are here for Game 3 of the series between the division-leading, league-leading St. Lucie Mets against your home Palm Beach Cardinals. It is, I'm going to say, about 83 degrees. I can't see a cloud in the sky. Got a light breeze blowing in from the right field corner. It is a gorgeous evening. We, as I said, are going to be playing the third game of this series tonight between Palm Beach and St. Lucie. It's been a really well-pitched series so far. First two games, 3-1 and 3-2, both winners. St. Lucie winning both games, pitching extremely well, pitching efficiently. Gotten some big hits, including four home runs so far in the series to drive in the majority of the runs so far. And St. Lucie has pitched well as well. They just haven't come up with the big hit, just going 2-for-21 thus far with runners in scoring position. St. Lucie comes into this evening winners of five straight, including those first two games of the series, sitting at 16-7. They feature one of the best offenses in the Florida State League, along with the best pitching in the league, leading in ERA at 2.84, average against their pitchers at just 2.08, and they lead the league in strikeouts as well. They do have that four-game lead over Jupiter, the other home team here at Roger Dean Chevrolet. On the other side of the field is Palm Beach, 9-14 coming into tonight, trailing St. Lucie by seven games. They've lost their last three, including those first two games of this series. On the other side of the ledger, they feature the league's least productive offense, ranking last in average, last in slugging percentage, last in OPS, and last in home runs, with just six home runs hit thus far in their first 23 games. Their pitching has really helped them to stay in games with a team ERA of just 3.35. They sit in the middle of many of the other pitching statistics, and pitching has been pretty good so far in the Florida State League, at least to this point in the year. Going back on the series that we had here, again, two games. First game, winner was Nathan Lavender, 3-1, brought his ERA down with three good innings of work to just .75. He got a save from Dylan Hall. Their bullpen, featuring Nathan Lavender and Hall, went 6 1/3 innings, giving up no runs in that ball game. And in that game, Palm Beach was just 0-for-10. With runners in scoring position. In game two, St. Lucie won again, well pitched, 3-2. Mike Vassell, the winner, brought his record to 1-1, but his ERA to 2.86. Grant Hartwick got his second save of the year. And Palm Beach's loser, bad luck loser, was Trent Baker, record moving to 1-3, but ERA very respectable at 3.65. So it's been an interesting series, a couple of stars in the series so far. Certainly Alex Ramirez is flashing the talents at this point, 7-for-10 in the series. Carlos Dominguez, 3-for-7, but three home runs in the series. pushing him to the league lead with 8 home runs so far in the year. Tonight is, again, a beautiful evening here. My name, by the way, is Ray Schmira. I am in the booth by myself this evening, so you'll be listening to me for the evening. I'll do the best I can to give you as much information as possible about what's going on here. Let me review for you our lineups. St. Lucie is going to lead off with Alex Ramirez. Ramirez playing center field. Second at bat will be Carlos Dominguez. Out there in left field, batting second, is Dominguez. Carlos De Los Santos will be playing right field. And we're going to break here for the national anthem. All right, I'll come back to the lineups in just a moment.
Please rise and remove your caps and join the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals in honoring America. Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Lou Volano.
Oh, so can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleams and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free, and the home of the
And just a great job there by Lou Volano. He is a regular here doing the anthem. I believe an employee of the stadium. He does a phenomenal job there. So back to the lineups. Again, leading off of St. Lucie is Ramirez in center field. Batting second is Carlos Dominguez in left field. In right field, Omar De Los Santos will be batting third. Batting fourth and playing first base will be William Lugo. Batting fifth, playing third base, is Justin Guerrera. Batting sixth and DHing tonight will be Jose Rivera. Behind the plate for St. Lucie will be number 13, batting seventh, Drake Osborne. Batting shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio, that's a good one to say, playing shortstop tonight and batting eighth. And batting ninth, Junior Tillian at second base and batting ninth. For your home Palm Beach Cardinals, leading off will be Ramon Mendoza at shortstop. Mendoza leading off. Tyler Reichenborn playing left field will be batting second. Third base tonight and batting third. Playing first and batting fourth cleanup will be Brady Whalen. Batting fifth, making the first appearance in this series, will be Luis Rodriguez behind the plate and batting fifth. Brandon Hernandez will be at second base and batting sixth. Ryan Holgate will be DHing tonight and batting 7th. Hansel Otamendi will be playing right field and batting 8th. And Adanson Cruz will be playing center field and batting 9th. So for your Cardinals, again, it's Mendoza, Reichenborn, Tovalin, Whalen, Rodriguez, Hernandez, Holgate, Otamendi, and Cruz. Pitching tonight for the Cardinals, and he'll be making the first pitch in just a second, is Zane Mills. Zane will be making his 5th start of the season. He's pitched 24 and a third innings to a 2.96 ERA, even record at 1-1. Opponents hitting 244 against him. And he's about to make the first pitch now to Alex Ramirez. Ramirez leading off, playing center field tonight. He has just lit it up so far this year. Lit it up in the series, as I said in the intro, going 7-for-10. He's 8-for-15 in May. He is a number 6 prospect in the Met organization. And the first pitch by Mills is a swing and a miss at a fastball. Looked like it was right down the middle, coming right after him. is Mills. And the pitch just misses inside from Mills, evening the count at 1-1. One of the things we've talked about over the course of the year is the pitch clock, which is really hustling up these games. That next pitch is popped to short center field. Coming in is the center fielder, Adanson Cruz, and makes an easy catch on a can of corn. That's the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up Carlos Dominguez, another guy who's been ripping it up, in particular in this series. Dominguez with 3 home runs in the series. Been on base in 9 of his last 10 games. Leading the league in home runs, second in RBIs. Dominguez with a weak ground ball up the middle to the shortstop. And Ramon Mendoza makes a nice strong throw over to Brady Whalen to make the second out of the inning. That's 6-3 if you're scoring. That's going to bring up Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder. De Los Santos comes into the game. Excuse me. Just 1-for-4, making his second appearance of the series. He hits a off the end of the bat to the second baseman, makes a nice play. Brandon Hernandez, smooth there at second base, makes the play for a 4-3 putout to end a very quick first inning here at the Dean. We'll go to the bottom of the first. No score in the ball game.
And their families from all around the world travel to Miami for our medical expertise. We are proud of our team, more than 24,000 employees.
Going to come back to the Dean just a little bit early so I can set the defenses for you. All right, around the horn, St. Lucie about to make their first pitches. So catching behind the plate is Drake Osborne. At first base, number 12, William Lugo. At second base, making just his second appearance for St. Lucie, is Junior Tillian, making his 6th appearance at shortstop. At third base is Justin Guerrera. Out in left field is Carlos Dominguez. In center is Alex Ramirez. And Omar De Los Santos is out there in right field. Pitching tonight is Luis Moreno, right-hander. 1-0 with a rough 6.08 ERA. He'll be making his 5th appearance, but just his first start. He's gone 13 1/3 innings thus far. 13 Ks, league hitting .239 against him. And he'll be facing Ramon Mendoza, playing shortstop and leading off for Palm Beach. First pitch misses outside, a fastball. 1-0, and right back and ready to pitch. And he hits fastball up the middle, just off of the pitcher's glove. Second base picks it up. Tillian makes a nice easy throw over to William Lugo for the first out of the inning. And that'll be a 1-4-3 if you're scoring. It's going to bring up Tyler Reichenborn, the left fielder. Reichenborn has a 7-game hitting streak coming into the game. During that time, he's been 13-for-27. So talk about a guy ripping it up. First pitch is a buzz-by from Moreno. Misses high and inside for a 1-0 count. Second one, grounded weakly behind the plate. Happily, no one was in the opponent's on deck circle, because that's where the ball went. And facing now, even count at 1-1. Pitch comes in, a breaking ball. Nice big breaking ball there from Moreno. 1-2 now on Reichenborn. As I said, wind very, very weak, but blown in a little bit from right field. Another big breaking ball gets Reichenborn to swing at a ball well outside of the strike zone for a strike three. And that'll be the second out of the inning. It's going to bring up Osvaldo Tovalin. Tovalin, a little slow here, getting off in May, had a really, really strong April, just 2 for 11 thus far, and the first pitch is another breaking ball from Moreno. That's three straight big breaking balls that have frozen the Cardinal hitters. 0-1 count, two out here. Tried a fourth, that one missed well outside, evening the count at 1-1. Brady Whalen, the first baseman, is on deck. And that pitch is a Baltimore chop to the second baseman, Tilly, and a slick pickup off of that. Makes a strong throw and gets the out for the third out of the inning. I'm putting a circle around that one. That was a beautiful play there by Tilly to end the inning here at the Dean. We're going to go to the top of the second with no score in the ballgame.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, going to the top of the second inning. St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Zane Mills starting his second inning of work. First pitch. Boy, this game moves along. Foul ball off to the left. Makes the count 0-1. Let me set the defense for your Cardinals. Brady Whalen playing first base. Brandon Hernandez at second. Ramon Mendoza at short. And Osvaldo Tovalin at third. Mendoza, that ball was a ground ball. Nice play from deep in the hole. Mendoza makes a nice strong throw over to Whalen for a 6-3 putout to start the second inning. It'll bring up Justin Guerrera to the plate. In the outfield, your Cardinals have Tyler Reichenborn out in left, Adanson Cruz in center, and Hansel Otamendi in right. First pitch swinging is Guerrera, and that ball is going to drop right into the center fielder, Adanson Cruz's glove. A nice soft fly ball out there to center field. Two quick outs in the inning. Boy, is this game hustling along. It's going to bring up Jose Rivera. Jose DHing tonight. First pitch swinging again. Fouled off hard to the right side. Thankful for the screen is the Palm Beach bench, because that went right off the dugout fence. The 0-1 comes in from Mills, finishes just inside, a fastball just missing inside, evens the count at 1-1. Outfield and infield straight away, second pitch, high chopper, and that ball's booted by third base Tovalin. And safe at first then is Jose Rivera. That's going to be an error on Tovalin. Tough play again, another Baltimore chop, a short hop there to Tovalin, but couldn't make the play. It's going to be an E5, and that's going to put Jose Rivera at first base with two out and bring up Drake Osborne, the catcher, with those two out and the runner on first. Mills taking a second more here to deliver, and he delivers first pitch, painting the black on the plate. A beautiful pitch there. Brady Whaling holding the runner on at first base. And the pitch from Mills foul straight back for strike two. 0-2 count now on Osborne. Besides Whaling, the rest of the infield and outfield straight away. No shifting, no nothing, just straight up the regular positions. And the pitch by Mills, a breaking ball, fouled off weakly to the screen on the left. Keeps the count at 0-2. Again, two out here in the top of the second, no score. We've just had an error by Tovallin over there at third base to have the runner on with two out. And the pitch from Mills, just outside. Mills was actually walking off the mound. That's not going to go well with the umpire. Counts 1-2, though, and he's back to the mound looking in for his pitch. Short lead over there at first by Rivera. And the pitch, breaking ball again, fouled weakly just behind the plate. Just past the on-deck circle, Kevin Villavicencio making a nice play and handing it to the ball boy. Back and ready to pitch is Mills. Osborne holds the bat high. Little set here, and the pitch, strike three, swinging. Looked like a potentially a split-finger fastball by Mills to strike out Drake Osborne and finish the inning. No runs, no hits, an error, one left, and the score at the end of one and a half is nothing across.
Play and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back here at the Dean. No score in the ball game as we move to the bottom of the second inning. Cardinals will be putting up Brady Whaling, Luis Rodriguez, and Brandon Hernandez. 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup, facing Luis Moreno for his second inning of work. 1, 2, 3 in the first for the Cardinals. First pitch on the outside corner. Looks like an off-speed pitch for strike one. Well, playing just his third game of the year so far. 2 for 7 with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. We got a 2-1 count. Moreno missing the last two just outside. And the pitch. Grounded straight up the middle. Got a big hop, the shortstop, Villavicencio, and makes a nice play over there to William Lugo for the first out of the inning. 6-3 if you're scoring. It's going to bring up Luis Rodriguez catching tonight. Again, making his first appearance of this series. Comes up hitting .227 out of Punto Fijo in Venezuela. Wave swing at a breaking ball for strike one. Again, infield and outfield straight away. big breaking ball for strike two. Moreno seems to have that pitch cooking tonight. And the next, again, big breaking ball way outside, blocked by the catcher Osborne, to no avail, though. It'll make the count 1-2. And that curveball was skied weakly behind the plate. Coming back, looking for a play is Osborne, but it goes into the dugout about a row just behind the left side of the Cardinal dugout. Count will stay, 1-2. Some changes here at the Dean, even since I've been here. About a week ago was my last game. They do have the two new video boards that will be used soon. They're up and ready. They're just not working just yet, but that'll be a great addition to the ballpark. In addition, a new, looks like a batter's eye behind the center field fence, a green screen, making it the pitch a little bit easier to pick up. And this pitch finishes outside. That's going to have a full count now on Rodriguez. It's the longest at bat of the game thus far. Making the sixth pitch is Moreno to Rodriguez. And that one is a ground ball to the shortstop. Villavicencio comes in hard, makes a nice throw again to Lugo for the second out of the inning. Villavicencio having a very active inning, looking good over there at shortstop, showing a nice arm. Two outs in the inning. That's going to bring up Brandon Hernandez. Hernandez inning. Beautiful play against Omar De Los Santos. First pitch to him, though, is a fastball just on the outside corner for the first strike. That ball grounded hard to the pitcher, but made a nice play. Luis Moreno, the underhanded toss to first baseman Lugo, and we have another quick half inning here. 1-3 put out to end the inning. We're going to go to the top of the third. No score in your ball game here at Roger Dean Stadium. Roger Dean Chevrolet, Ray Schmira on the mic for you tonight.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Schmira back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Third game of the series here tonight between the St. Lucie Mets and your home Palm Beach Cardinals. Runs, no hits, one error for the Cardinals. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Mets. Mets will have leading off the eighth batter in the lineup, Kevin Villavicencio, facing Zane Mills. And he is first pitch swinging, grounded right into the ground in front of home plate for strike one. Mills, just with the one strikeout so far, been very effective, very efficient so far. Not throwing a lot of ball game, a lot of pitches thus far in the ball game. Just 22 pitches at this point. With strike two to Villavicencio, and that pitch missed up. We'll make the count 1-2. Behind the plate tonight, you have home plate umpire Chad Westlake And he has just called out on a check swing, Kevin Villavicencio, for the second strikeout for Zane Mills. And that's going to bring up just Junior Tillian. As I said, making just his second start of the year is Tillian. Made a nice slick play earlier in the inning. He hits a soft dying quail to second baseman Brandon Hernandez, fields it on a hop, makes a strong throw over to Brady Whalen for the second out of the inning. First pitch swinging are these Cardinals. It's 4-3 if you're scoring the second out of the inning. It's going to bring up the leadoff hitter, Alex Ramirez. 0-for-1 in the game, did sky to center field for the first out of the ball game. First pitch from Mills finishes, breaking ball outside and low. 1-0. Ramirez swinging, ground ball high, hopping ground ball to the shortstop. Mendoza makes the nice play over to Whalen, and we have yet another quick half inning. No, nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. And we're going to go to the bottom of the third inning, still no score here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, bottom of the third inning we're coming to. No score in the ballgame, no runs, no hits, one error for the Cardinals, no runs, no hits, no errors for St. Lucie Mets. Luis Moreno coming out for his third inning of work, been pitching again very, very efficiently, hits a high chopping ground ball in the first pitch, and that's off of Villavicencio's glove, bounces into center field. Taking a wide turn was Ryan Holgate, the leadoff hitter, who hit that bouncing ground ball toward the middle of the field. Big chopping ground ball. That's going to go for a hit for Ryan Holgate. And that is our first hit of the ball game here. Again, first pitch swinging. Well, the Cardinals, not seeing a lot of pitches from Moreno. He's only made now 24 pitches in the ball game, 16 strikes. And he's facing Hansel Otamendi right up. And he takes strike one from Moreno. Otamendi 0-for-6 in this series so far. Hasn't looking for his first hit in May. Breaking ball from Moreno freezes Otamendi at the plate for an 0-2 count. Otamendi hitting just 140 coming into the game. Like to get off the schneid here, I'm sure, with the runner on base. And he takes a big breaking ball for strike three. Tough pitch. Big, strong breaking ball. Just had him frozen again. First out of the inning is that strikeout looking by Otamendi. That's going to bring up Adanson Cruz with one out and that runner on first base. Another big breaking ball from Moreno. Boy, he's just pouring those in. Strike one to Cruz. Cruz comes in. Boy, weak bottom of the lineup here for the Cards. They need to get it going. 116 average so far is Adanson Cruz. Second pitch from Moreno. Fastball outside and in the dirt. Nice play by Drake Osborne behind the plate there. Nice pickup. Brady, Ryan Holgate, I'm sorry, leading off at first base. Getting a decent lead out there. Marino ready to pitch. Makes that throw. Another breaking ball. Grounded. Bounced at the plate for a foul ball. 1-2 count now on Adanson Cruz. Little crowd here tonight. Not so much going on here. Thirsty Thursdays. If you're, you know, on the road and you still have time, plenty of space here. Beautiful night. Get yourself a nice drink special. Come in and enjoy the ball game. It's, again, a beautiful night here for a ball game. 2-2 even count now to Cruz with one out. Runner leading off first base. No score in the ball game. Another fastball low in the zone. Going to fill the count at 3-2. Be interesting to see if Holgate is running on the pitch with the full count. Infield at double play depth between short and second. Pinching a little bit there. Ortilian. He is running. Swings and misses. The play couldn't be handled, though, by the catcher, Osborne. So we see two out, but that's going to be a stolen base for Ryan Holgate. It's going to bring up Ramon Mendoza. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Marino. Two out now in the inning, but the runner in scoring position is Ryan Holgate. Mendoza 0-for-1. Kind of a freaky little ground ball play off of the pitcher's foot to the second baseman. Made a nice play over to first base for the first out. First pitch is a fastball poured down the middle of the plate for strike one. Ready to bat is Mendoza. Ready to pitch is Marino. Holgate leading, got a good lead off of second base at this point. And that pitch, another fastball, looked like it just caught kind of the outside corner for strike two. 0-2 now to Mendoza with that runner in scoring position. Pinching over there, kind of trying to keep him close, Holgate, is Junior Tillian. Clapping his glove, just making his presence known over there. And he makes a weak ground ball to third base. Nice, strong throw made by Guerrera. And that's going to end the inning with a 5-3 putout. Again, we'll go to the top of the fourth with no score here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in a very, very quick ball game.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. 82 degrees, cloud-free, blue sky. No score in the ballgame as we head to the top of the fourth. Zane Mills coming out for his fourth inning of work, facing just one over the minimum. And facing Carlos Dominguez, throws an off-speed pitch. Dominguez swinging for strike one. Dominguez is number two in the league in slugging percentage, number six in OPS. He leads the league in home runs. He's second in RBIs. Having himself quite a year so far here for St. Lucie. And he's looking at, he just took a ball on the outside of the plate for a 1-2 count on Dominguez. Mills working even quicker than the pitch clock requires. And ready, Nubber off of his foot, goes down like a lump. Dominguez at the play, that's got to hurt. That ball was slammed down on his foot. That ball actually went into fair territory, but it was right off his foot. He wears the protector for the foot, but that ball just slammed right down. Met Trainer coming out. Have a look, and Jeff Case there, checking on his ball player, picking up the bat. Is Dominguez, and it looks like he's ready to continue his at bat here. 1-2 count on him as he steps back into the batter's box. Mills back on the rubber and ready to pitch. And he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. Way out in front was Dominguez, and that'll be the third strikeout now for Mills. That's going to bring up Omar De Los Santos, 0-for-1, grounded out to the second baseman in the first inning. Quickly Mills to the plate, to the rubber, and to the plate with a first pitch strike over the middle of the plate, taken by De Los Santos. And he hits a high chopping ground ball to the shortstop, deep in the hole is Mendoza. No chance on that. De Los Santos, good speed over there. He's going to beat out an infield hit. Nice play by Mendoza to cut that ball off before it went into the outfield, but he really had no chance. He was about 5 or 6 steps onto the outfield grass when he made the throw. First hit of the ball game for St. Lucie. First hit allowed by Zane Mills. That's going to bring up William Lugo, 0-for-1 in the ball game. Grounded out to the shortstop in his first at bat. Leading off of De Los Santos, and he's running on the pitch, waved, and De Los Santos will pull in easily as the catcher, Luis Rodriguez, did not stand up to make the throw, and De Los Santos had himself a huge, huge lead for that stolen base. Okay, now a runner in scoring position with one out. Lugo facing that 0-1 count on that wave swing and a miss. Mills looking back and makes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Outside corner fastball. Tough pitch there. 0-2 now on Lugo. Lugo with 30 strikeouts already at this point in the season. He's tied for 6th in the league for the most strikeouts in the league. It was right here. Tries to get him to fish on an outside curveball. No luck. It's going to even the count. Nope. 1-2 now. On Lugo. De Los Santos. Good lead out there at second base. Pinching is Hernandez at second, trying to keep him close. Fastball by Mills way outside there. And that will even the count now at 2-2. Both teams have now had a runner in scoring position. Still no runs in the ballgame. A hit on either side, and De Los Santos takes off a third base, and he's in easily. Nice play over there by Tovallin to catch a wild throw by Rodriguez way upstairs. No chance to get De Los Santos. So an infield single and 2 stolen bases now. 10 stolen bases on the year for De Los Santos. Fan pretty funny in excuse me, in the crowd. De Los Santos at third base. That's going to be a had him 0-2 and lost. William Lugo did Zane Mills, and that's going to be his first walk of the ball game, and that's going to make runners at first and third still with just the one out. Bring up Justin Guerrera in a one RBI situation. Again, Mills be looking either for a double play here as the shortstop and second baseman kind of pinch looking for that double play. Ground ball through the hole there between first and second. That's going to bring home the first run of the ball game. Picked up out there in right field by Otamendi stopping at second base. William Lugo, Justin Guerrero with a clean hit to right field for the first run, first RBI of the ball game. Still one out, now runners on first and second, and that's going to bring up Jose Rivera, to the plate. 2-1, just the one out here. Got our first breakthrough run of the game here in the top of the fourth. First pitch from Mills, off speed, outside corner, strike one, taken by Rivera. De Los Santos almost stole that run by himself, stealing second and third and legging out the infield hit to start it all off. Next pitch to Rivera, fastball on the inside corner, moving around the ball is Mills. 0-2 count now. Again, looking for a nice K here, or a double play would be great. And that pitch is a breaking ball, waving on that ball. Strike three is Jose Rev inning. Big strikeout there for Zane Mills. That's going to bring up Drake Osborne, the catcher. He himself a strikeout victim in the second inning, the first of Mills' five now strikeouts. Sorry, four strikeouts. Again, runners leading off of first and second. That ball, breaking ball, up the middle. Soft toss from the shortstop Mendoza to Brandon Hernandez waiting for the force play. And that will end the inning, a 6-4 force out for Drake Osborne. We did have, however, one run on two hits, a walk, two men left on base, and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. St. Lucie now has a lead, 1-0 here in Jupiter.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in
need by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're going to come back here to the Dean as we come to the bottom of the fourth inning. Palm Beach trailing St. Lucie now by that run scored in the top of the fourth. Couple of hits. Leading off for the Cardinals will be Tyler Reichenborn, strikeout victim in the first inning. Luis Moreno comes into the inning just facing one more than the minimum here. First pitch, breaking ball, strike off the glove of Osborne, though. Trickles into the Cardinal dugout, strike one. In the batter's box is Osvaldo Tovalin. Second pitch from Moreno, fastball. Nice fastball on the outside corner for strike two, quickly to Tyler Reichenborn. Reichenborn has six RBIs in that seven-game hitting streak that I mentioned earlier. He's already 4-for-8 in this series, having himself a nice time here. That ball grounded straight up the middle for a clean base hit through the middle of the field. 63 hops to center field is that ground ball, but a nice clean hit from Reichenborn. That'll be just the second hit of the ball game for Palm Beach and bring up Osvaldo Tovalin, their leader in RBIs, with 15 so far on the year. With that runner on first base, nobody out. Looking for a rally here. And cloudless blue sky just gets nicer and nicer. Wind picking up a little bit out there in right field. Wind blowing in. You'd have to kind of hit it hard if you wanted to get a long ball here tonight. First pitch misses inside to Tovalin, 1-0, with the runner leading off of first base. Nice big lead for Reichenborn. And that pitch outside, 2-0. I think that's the first two-ball count here for Moreno. With Moreno, and the pitch. Ground ball, second base, could be two. Easy play from second base to short and to first. A 6-4-3 double play for Tovalin. It'll quickly two out here in the bottom of the fourth. Wipes the field clean, and that'll bring up Brady Whalen to the plate. Grounded to short in the second inning. Been an active night thus far for Villavicencio out there in shortstop. Looked very, very sharp. He's shading pretty far to the right here. He's as far on towards second base as he can be for a shortstop who is not shifting. He's just to the left side of the second base bag. Brady Whalen, clearly a pull hitter, as first baseman Lugo shading the line at first, shading the hole is Junior Tillian over there at second base, and popped up does Brady Whalen to the infield. Guerrera makes the play over there at third base, calls everybody off. Nice clean play there for Guerrera on that pop-up, and that will end the inning, and we are through four. St. Lucie Mets, one run, two hits, no errors. Palm Beach Cardinals, no runs, two hits, and one error.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ray Schmier coming back to you tonight here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as we go to the top of the fifth inning. St. Lucie with just a 1-0 lead. Very well-pitched ball game. Very efficiently pitched ball game. Luis Moreno for St. Lucie has only thrown 44 pitches so far. Zane Mills, as we come to the top of the fifth, 43 pitches so far, 33 strikes. First pitch swinging for St. Lucie is Kevin Villavicencio. He of the busy shortstop play tonight. Ground ball to the second on the second pitch into the St. Lucie dugout. 0-2 quickly on Villavicencio. As I said, playing just his sixth game here. He was assigned to the ball club on the 28th, and he swings and misses. Good morning. Oh, and the ball, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. It was fouled right straight down at the ball plate. That's going to leave the count 0-2. Mills quickly back to the plate. Ground ball sharply hit to the shortstop, Mendoza. Strong throw over there. And making a nice play is Brady Whalen. And that's 6-3 if you're scoring. And that's the first out of the inning here quickly for Mills. That'll bring up Junior Tillian. 0-for-1 in the ball game, making his second start, second game of the year so far. Tillian takes a pitch. I guess it finished just a little up. And ball one to Tillian. He drives the ball again, large, a lot of hops up the middle. Nice play there by the second baseman. Hernandez, nice strong throw from the middle of the infield. and to get a pretty speedy Tillian as he hustled down routes on that 4-3. And we'll go back to the top of the lineup. Tonight, Mills holding Alex Ramirez in check 0 for 2 so far. Ramirez comes into the evening number 3 in the league in average, hitting .372. First pitch swinging, though, ground ball to the third baseman, Tovalin. Again, nice play, quick play, quick inning here. Mills, again, very efficient, and we will go to the bottom of the fifth. Score remaining 1-0 here, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'm looking at 7:15, and we are to the halfway point in the ballgame. Quickly moving ballgame here.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes.
I know you guys love those commercials, but we got to come back. Everybody back on the field, ready to play. Moreno coming out for his fifth inning of work. Luis Moreno has been very, very efficient, as I said before. Just 44 pitches, just made his 45th. Rodriguez, leadoff batter in the inning, 0 for 1 so far in the ballgame. Another big breaking ball. We've seen a steady diet of those breaking balls tonight from Moreno. Evens the count at 1-1. And clean single to right field over the second baseman's head by Rodriguez. And that'll be the third hit of the inning of the game so far for Palm Beach. A leadoff single for Luis Rodriguez. Be hoping for a better turn here. Brandon Hernandez after the single that led off the last inning. Quick 6-4-3 double play occurred. So we'll be looking for something better here with the leadoff. Runner, Luis Rodriguez, catcher at first base. And Brandon Hernandez, 0 for 1, grounded weakly to the pitcher in the second inning, to end the second inning. Quickly 1-0 to Hernandez. And the pitch, fastball, fouled to the left side. Ball's going to find the stands on the left. Might go into the outfield stands there. And again, Rodriguez gets his lead. Quickly, Moreno, that high set. And a breaking ball inside, foul. Weakly, ground ball back into the Palm Beach dugout. Ball boy getting a little bit of a workout here tonight as he's protecting the ball players in the dugout. Players on both sides, on the rails and in the dugouts. Nobody out here. That ball lined to second baseman. Nice play going into the center field hole by Tillian to make a play on a line drive for the first out of the inning. So with one out, that's going to bring up Ryan Holgate. He had the first hit for the Cardinals back in the third inning, then had a stolen base but was left there after a couple of strikeouts and a ground ball. Quickly, Moreno ready to pitch. He grounds the ball to second base, quickly to short. And over to first, 6-4-3 double play, second double play of the game for the St. Lucie Mets. And we will quickly, again, very fast-paced game here. Through five innings, we go 1-0 St. Lucie over your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Ray Schmier with your third game in the series here between the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. St. Lucie leads 1-0 in yet another well-pitched ballgame, the third straight here in this series. Zane Mills coming for his sixth inning of work, and he will be facing Carlos Dominguez, Omar De Los Santos, and William Lugo. Dominguez 0-for-2 in the ballgame with a strikeout. And he is quickly down 0-2 in the count. That pitch, breaking ball in the outside corner, swing and a miss. Mills went 7 on the 23rd of April against Lakeland. Got the win in that ballgame, so he can go longer. He's only throwing his 54th pitch at this point. And that ball fouled off, just got a piece of it. Ball rolls again into the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout. Still 0-2 here on Dominguez. And that pitch, breaking ball again. Strikeout for Dominguez. Second strikeout of the game for him. Fifth strikeout overall for Mills. That's going to bring up Omar De Los Santos. He had a single, stole second, stole third. It looks like he might have himself another single as that ball weakly hit to second base. Bounces off of the second baseman into the outfield, and hustling the whole way is De Los Santos safely sliding headfirst into second base. That ball was slowly hit. Big bounce as it came up to the second baseman. Hernandez bounces off his glove and into right field. He was the first to get to the ball. That ball looks like it might have hit him in the ribs to bounce off. He's bending over at the waist now. Trainer for the Cardinals coming out. Sorry, Jeff Case again making an appearance on the field, walking around with with Hernandez. Glove is left out there in the grass. In the outfield, short right field. De Los Santos is, however, safe at second base. Going to score that a double, a true hustle double, as Hernandez was going to his right to try to make the play at the second base hole, and the ball bounced off. It looked like it might have bounced off his hip, something like that. And again, bounced well into right field, into the grass. It looks like things are kind of coming back here. Trainer returns back to the dugout. Gary Kendall, the manager, back to the dugout, checking with his player. Leading off at second base is De Los Santos with that double. And facing with a runner in scoring position, Mills will be facing William Lugo. De Los Santos quickly and immediately running from second base, but that ball was fouled off by Lugo. 0-1. De Los Santos just seems fearless out there. Already 2 stolen bases in the ballgame. The hustle play on that ground ball, quickly getting into second base and immediately taking off for third base here with one out. Faking is second baseman Hernandez trying to keep De Los Santos close. It's a tough task. That ball finishes outside, evens the count at 1-1 to Lugo. And it is Hernandez who's pinching close at second base, trying to keep De Los Santos close. De Los Santos looking back, faking to second base. Stepping off is Mills, and he throws to second base. It looks like it hit De Los Santos in the back of his left leg as he was facing center field, already standing at second base safely. He was kind of lucky, was Mills, because that ball might have gone into center field if that ball hadn't hit De Los Santos in the leg. Big lead now, dancing off of second is De Los Santos. Mills looking into the plate, looking back, and strike two. Swing and a miss there. Big, long swing by Lugo on that very slow breaking ball. Looked like it might have caught the plate on the outside corner, but it finished almost in the dirt. It was such a big breaking ball. And that pitch lined sharply to the outfield, to left field, on the play. Nice play out there by Tyler Reichenborn. And that was lined so hard, De Los Santos couldn't tag up on that. Couldn't get back to second base quick enough to tag up. So now two outs in the inning, and that'll bring up Justin Guerrero. Line shot out there, though, to Reichenborn. Hard hit ball. Again, De Los Santos leading off a second. Infield, outfield pretty much straight away, other than Hernandez trying to pinch at second base. Throw by Mills. Looked like a daylight play. Gets away from the second baseman, Hernandez. Goes into center field. And De Los Santos easily trots over to third base. Center fielder good enough to pick up the ball on, you know, backing up the base. Dancing Cruz then made kind of this lollipop throw towards the mound. Heads-up play there by Brady Whalen at first base to come over and make that play before that ball got away, allowing De Los Santos to come all the way around. He's going to stay at third base, however. Now with two out, and first pitch swinging is Guerrero. And that ball, 0-1 now to Guerrero. De Los Santos, big lead off of third base. He just seems totally fearless out there as a base runner. Look at him. He's a third of the way down from third base towards home plate. And Mills steps off, and quickly De Los Santos retreats to third base. All right. 0-1 here to Guerrero. That ball again. Breaking ball. It just seems to be painting the outside corner. Swing and a miss there again by Guerrero for strike two. Big pitch here. Trying to get out of this inning without damage. Keep that score not at 1-0. Another breaking ball. That ball was low, though. Looked like nice play there by the catcher. Made a nice clean pickup, did Rodriguez. So two outs, runner at third base. 0-2 count here. That's a high chopper to Guerrero at third. And he makes, to Tavala in the third. He makes the play easily over to first base. Nice clean out there. That will end the inning, leaving that runner in scoring position at third base. De Los Santos creating habit, but not able to get around. This time we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Here, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Ray Schmier, and the score remains 1-0 St. Lucie over your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good.
We're back here at the Dean. Luis Moreno coming out for his sixth inning of work. This is his first start of the year, and he has already gone five very, very strong innings in the ballgame. He'll be facing in the bottom of the sixth. He'll be facing Hansel Otamendi, Adanson Cruz, 8-9-1. Ramon Mendt in the inning. First pitch outside, off the plate and off of the catcher's glove. 1-0 count now on Otamendi. Otamendi 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the third inning. Next pitch by Moreno just off the outside corner. That pushes the count to 2-0. Again, we haven't seen a lot of 2-0 counts in this ballgame. I think this is the second. And that ball outside, 3-0 count on Otamendi. Just 56 pitches so far here by Moreno, 35 strikes in the ballgame. Standing and taking the pitch is Otamendi. That ball right over the middle of the plate, 3-1 count now. If you're taking on 3-1, you're taking on here. And he does, and finishing high with the ball for the first walk of the game for Moreno. And that will be a leadoff walk. Bring up Adanson Cruz with the runner on first base. Palm Beach hasn't done particularly well with leadoff batters. They've had a leadoff single in the third, a leadoff single in the fourth, a leadoff single in the fifth. Nothing to show for it. Last two innings ending with 6-4-3 double plays. First pitch to Cruz, fouled off to the right side. And it might have left the ballpark, and that will be 0-1 now on Cruz. And Otamendi leading off of first base, short lead off of first base. Pitch from Moreno. Fastball just on the inside. And that's going to sound like it might have been a ball. I don't know. It's going to even the count at 1-1. Chad Westlake calling that ball just inside at home plate. Base umpire Trey Ward tonight. Moreno struggling a little bit now with his control. 2-1 here on Adanson Cruz. Otamendi leading off of first, the bottom of the sixth. Breaking ball by Moreno. Sky deep out there to left center field. Going out is Ramirez, and he settles under the ball. Makes a nice place. Playing it halfway was the runner, and he'll trot back to first base for the first out of the inning. Adanson Cruz skies to deep right center field. That'll bring up leadoff hitter Ramon Mendoza, 0-for-2 on the evening. Yeah, Moreno's longest outing of the year was that 3 2/3 inning stint that he had on the 29th, and he's already into his sixth inning. That ball popped foul and lands on the dugout, on the Cardinal dugout. Strike one to Mendoza. Everybody returning to their positions. Catcher gave that ball a look. Nice hustle over there to see if there was a play. But there was none. 0-1 now on Mendoza. Leading off is Otamendi. And the pitch outside. Got like a slider. Finished up and away. Might have gotten away from him there. Evens the count at 1-1. 1-1. One run, three hits, no errors for St. Lucie. Palm Beach has no runs, three hits, and two errors. And running on the pitch and singling, Otamendi running on the pitch but not able to advance beyond second base as that ball was drilled on a line to left field, bouncing in front of
number four, Tyler.
Carlos Domingo's out there in left field. Now first and second, Cardinals have something going here with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's going to bring up Tyler Reichenborn. He had a hit back, a leadoff hit back in that fourth inning. Erased on the double play. First pitch, big breaking ball for strike one. Had all night long for that first strike. two runners on with just one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Cardinals looking to come back here in the ball game in just a 1-0 game. Breaking ball, nice stop there by Drake Osborne, the catcher. Evens the count at 1-1. That ball finished in the dirt. Nice play on the outside corner there by Osborne. Keep it in front of him. Keep the runners at first and second. Crowd filled in a little bit. Nice. Not too loud at this point in the evening is the crowd. Trying to get you some crowd noise. There's not a lot of noise to get. 1-2 count here now to Reichenborn. That ball fouled to the right side. Runner still first and second. Facing the 1-2. Moreno sets high. Nubber behind the plate. Keeps the count at 1-2. Just staying alive there was Reichenborn. Nice job to get his bat on that ball. Big breaking ball on the lower outside corner. Able to just foul it off. Still 1-2, two runners on, one out. And the pitch from Moreno, a breaking ball sharply, but foul to the left side, grounded. Good at bat here for Reichenborn. Making Moreno work, it's probably the most pitches he's thrown to any batter tonight. The walk was a four-pitch walk, so yeah, this is fifth pitch of the at bat here. In the dirt, stopped by Osborne. Nice play, keeping the runners. Ball dribbled a little bit up the first baseline, but he was on that ball like a cat, able to hold the runners. Even count now at 2-2. Again, turning into a very, very nice at-bat here for Reichenborn. Runners get their leads at first and second. Lugo playing behind the runner at first. Big breaking ball. That ball is going to drop in front of the fielder, Dominguez, who throws home and throws to the plate. Why? Why, oh, why did Otamendi not slide into the base? He went in standing. Catcher Drake Osborne took the throw up the third baseline a little bit, but able to make a swipe tag on the standing. Hansel Otamendi. Like to know, too, why Ramon Mendoza didn't move beyond second base on that throw to the plate. Instead, we have runners now at first and second coming out to have a visit with Luis Moreno, is the pitching coach for St. Lucie. Giovanni Carrara having a conversation here. There is activity in the St. Lucie bullpen. Looks like number... Sorry. Be number 54. Might be Dan... No, Goggin. I can't see the number, so we'll wait until something happens. Heading back to the dugout is the pitching coach. Sorry, pitching coach is Victor Ramos, who was out there to visit. Moreno now first and second. Still 1-0 as that play at the plate erased that runner. First and second now, two out. Chance at an RBI erase for Reichenborn, who gets his hit on that. Second hit of the ball game for him. He's at first base. Leading off at second is Mendoza. And at the plate is Tovalin, again, leading RBI guy for the Cardinals. Strong throw out there by the outfielder, was able to catch Otamendi at the plate, but if he had slid, he'd have been safe. Ball up there by Lugo, takes it unassisted to first base, and St. Lucie gets out of the inning with no runs scored. Three hits in the inning, but no runs for Palm Beach. And we'll go to the top of the seventh inning here. Still 1-0. St. Lucie leading your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come back here to the Dean. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Zane Mills coming out for his seventh inning of work. He has given up just one run on the evening. In the fourth inning, a couple of stolen bases and an infield single got Omar De Los Santos to third base, and he was driven home by Justin Guerrero's single to the left side. In the seventh, Mills will face Jose Rivera, Drake Osborne, and Kevin Villavicencio. First pitch, strike one on the outside corner. Rivera watching that ball. Again, outside corner. Rivera the beneficiary of an error in the second inning, but 0-for-2 on the inning. That ball sky deep to left field, back to the track, and watching that ball go over the wall is Tyler Reichenborn. That's a home run for Jose Rivera, and that'll push the score to 2-0. Looked like he was sitting on an off-speed pitch there. He got the off-speed pitch, and he got plenty of launch angle, to use the terms these days. That ball sky deep over the left field fence. So now with the score 2-0, St. Lucie has Drake Osborne, the catcher, coming to the plate. Mills giving up that home run. It's just the fourth hit for St. Lucie, but the second run, and that's been the hallmark here. They have peppered this series with home runs. Five home runs now in the series for St. Lucie in low-scoring ball games. 2-0 now, 2-1 to Drake Osborne. Osborne 0-for-2 on the ball game. That 2-1 pitch fouled off to the right side into the stands, evens the count at 2-2. Starting to see Mills a little bit better. That ball driven into the gap between left and center field, running hard all the way is Osborne, and he's going to stand up at second base safely. Looked like there might be a chance to get him at second base, but there was no infielder near the base to take a throw from the outfield. Left fielder Reichenborn slid, lost his footing, and was unable to get up quick enough to make a strong throw. But now we have a runner in scoring position after from Rivera. We had a ringing double there from Drake Osborne. Two extra base hits in a row. We got a conversation going on here at the mound. All the infielders come in, have a conversation with Zane Mills, trying to get through this seventh inning. Nobody up in the Palm Beach bullpen currently, though we do see a little bit of stirring now. Somebody kicking around the rubber. He doesn't have a catcher yet, so not really serious about it at this point. So with the runner at second base and one run in already here in the top of the seventh, nobody out. That ball grounded sharply to first baseman's left side, coming around to score as that ball got into the outfield is Drake Osborne from second base. That ball will probably be a clean single. That ball did knock off of the first baseman's glove. Whalen not able to knock it down, keep it in front of him. The ball bounced off of the outside of his glove and into right field. And Drake Osborne comes all the way around, scoring the third run of the inning. Villavicencio on that first pitch, swinging out to have a conversation, is the manager, Gary Kendall, talking to his pitcher, quickly trying to get ready in the bullpen. I can see the number. But he's going to leave him in. Hasn't thrown a lot of pitches, just 73 pitches so far. But he now has given up three runs on six hits to St. Lucie. He's had three hard hit balls in a row here in the top of the seventh. The home run by Rivera, a sharply hit double by Osborne, and a sharply hit ground ball to the right side just over the first baseman's glove for Villavicencio. RBI single there for Villavicencio. Ian Tillian 0 for 2, a couple of ground outs to second base. He's quickly down 0-2, swinging and missing at that last pitch. Getting his lead is Villavicencio. He's had himself a nice game now. RBI single, quick throw over by Mills. That's the first throw over, but diving back safely was Villavicencio. I think we'll go with Kevin from now on that name. Takes a while to say it. And Mills throws an off-speed pitch, quickly going down on strikes, three straight to Junior Tillian for the first out of the inning with the runner on first base. Mills has a little sigh of relief getting his first out of the inning. It's going to bring up, though, out of the fire and into the frying pan, Alex Ramirez here, one of the best hitters in the league. Running from first base and throwing again from his knees is Rodriguez. And a nice throw from his knees catches Villavicencio and gets him at second base, and that will clear the bases. Nice throw there. Picked up nicely by the second baseman Hernandez. Made a nice tag. Wasn't even close. The glove was waiting for the runner. Pitch was called a strike there. Last one here now. Just 1-1 evens the count to Ramirez. Now with nobody on, two outs here in the top of the seventh. And he grounds the ball sharply up the middle. Picked up by Mendoza, but dropped as he tried to make the transfer between the glove and his hand to make the throw. And Ramirez will be safe at first base. Be interesting to see how they call that. Ramirez runs well. Beat it out of the box. It would have been a close play. But with that runner on first, we'll see how they scored, is Carlos Dominguez. Now the runner on first, two out. Two runs in here already in St. Lucie's seventh. Dominguez, bat held away from his body, swing and a miss on the off. No scoring yet on that ball struck by Ramirez. Dominguez looking at an 0-1 here. Ramirez leading off of first base. Off-speed pitch again, breaking ball. Strike two, wave and a miss there by Dominguez. Swinging hard. You can see why he can hit some home runs. He swings from the heels, especially on these off-speed pitches. Again, 0-2 now. Off of second base is first base is Ramirez. Quick throw over there by Mills. Safely sliding back is Ramirez. 0-2 here on Dominguez. That's going to be an error. They're going to call that an error on shortstop Mendoza. That's the third error of the game. That ball called strike three to Dominguez. That will end the inning. Two runs on four hits, though, for St. Lucie. We'll go to the stretch with St. Lucie leading 3-0. We'll be coming back looking for a big rally from your home, Palm Beach Cardinals. And all stretched out, we come back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Bottom of the seventh inning. Need a big comeback from the Cardinals, falling behind now 3-0 in the ballgame after those couple of runs scored in the top of the seventh. Moreno coming out for his seventh inning of work here, having thrown just 73 pitches through six. He'll be facing Brady Whalen, Luis Rodriguez, and Brendan Hernandez. First pitch misses outside. Looked like they might have had a little bit of, Moreno on the ropes there in the sixth, but were not able to push across a run. Got himself an easy ground ball to end the inning in the bottom of the sixth. Even count here on Brady Whalen. That pitch, fastball. Kind of so the fastball looks so much faster because he's throwing so many off-speed big breaking balls. Seems to catch again the Cardinal batters off stride. Ball fouled off for a 1-2 count now on Whalen. Nobody out here. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Lucie. No runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Palm Beach. Even count now. Ball finished in the dirt, 2-2. Quickly, Moreno, ready to pitch. Throws the breaking ball, but just misses outside. Might have finished a little bit high as well. Full count here now on Whalen, the leadoff batter. Rodriguez swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. Ball finished on the outside corner. Served out there to left field by Whalen, but a nice play in left field by Dominguez to make the catch for the first out of the inning on that line shot. Nice piece of batting there, just bad luck as that ball was hit where it was thrown by the pitcher and hit sharply, but Dominguez in the right place to make the play. First out, field. That'll bring up Luis Rodriguez. Did have a leadoff hit in the fifth inning, erased on a double play. Two double plays has Moreno been the beneficiary. First pitch missed inside, next one inside again, but swinging. Was Rodriguez, even count now at 1-1, one out here. In the bottom of the seventh inning of a very quickly moving ball game here. Still before 8 o'clock, less than an hour and a half into the game, and we are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Breaking ball from Moreno. Just froze Rodriguez there. 1-2 count now. That ball just lofted over the middle of the plate. Really some masterful pitching here by Moreno. Fastball, just able to get a piece of it, nub it at the plate, was Rodriguez. Count remains 2-2. Activity in both bullpens at this point. Probably seeing new pitchers as we get to the next inning. Ground ball to third base. Nice throw over there from third base, Justin Guerrero. We have two outs quickly here on that ground ball to third. 5-3 if you're scoring. Moreno now with 87 pitches on the evening through 7 2/3 innings. You'll be facing Brandon Hernandez, 0-2 on the evening. And coming out is the manager for St. Lucie. Robbie Robinson looks like he's going to make a pitching change. A fantastic job by Luis Moreno. 6 2/3 innings pitched. Gave up no runs and just 5 hits on the evening. Beautiful, beautiful job there by the young pitcher. Coming into the ball game will be... I can't get the number. Interesting. Sorry for the quiet here, ladies and gentlemen. It's number 44. I do not find him on the St. Lucie roster. So Levi David will be the pitcher, number 44, Levi David. He's a right-hander. Comes into the ballgame with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Try to get you some information about him. Levi is a tall drink of water, 6'5", 220, 22-year-old out of Waxahachie, Texas. Great place. Went to Northwestern State College. He was a ninth-round pick in 2021. He's making his fifth appearance of the year so far. Has not allowed a run in five innings. He's got nine strikeouts. So he's been very effective in just a short stay thus far. Does have six walks and has given up just a one hit. He will be facing, with two outs in the inning, Brandon Hernandez. Again, a great job by Luis Moreno. Sits currently as the potential winning pitcher with the 3-0 lead. First pitch from David, a breaking ball for strike one. I'm sure the Cardinals are sick of seeing breaking balls, as it's just been very, very effective. Another breaking ball for a strike. 0-2 quickly on Hernandez. Dean, kind of hazy now as we enter the twilight hours. Another breaking ball just off the outside corner. Had Hernandez frozen, but just missed for a 1-2 count. More activity in the bullpen for St. Lucie. That ball got away. That's going to be evening the count at 2-2. Ball finished in the dirt. Stopped by Osborne, but nobody on base. David looks in. And the pitch. Big overhand delivery. Another Baltimore chop. Boy, it's been the night for that. Strong throw. Great play there by the first baseman. Guerrera and Lugo combine. Again, put a circle around that for the third out of the inning. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Score remains 5-3. Here, Roger Dean, Ray Schmierer, your announcer for the night. 3-0. St. Lucie trails. Back here at the Dean for the top of the eighth. We've got a new pitcher in the ballgame for the Cardinals, number 39, Hayes Heineke. He is a 6-foot, 210-pound left-hander, 22 years old. He was a 12th-round pick by the Cardinals, 13th-round pick, 0-1 on the year, making his 7th appearance of the year. 3.5 is his ERA. He's gone 7 2/3 so far, 9 strikeouts. He is facing 3, 4, and 5 in the lineup. Omar De Los Santos has been a pain in the neck all day for St. Lucie. 2-for-3 on the evening. Stole their first run of the day. He'll be facing William Lugo and Justin Guerrera, the highlight of the last play of the last inning, the 5-3 to end the inning. Quickly 0-2 on De Los Santos. Heinicke 0-1 on the year, 3.52 ERA, giving up 4 hits but 3 runs, 7 walks in those 7 2/3 innings, 9 strikeouts. Off-speed pitch had De Los Santos way out in front, a strikeout there, his first of the evening. Zane Mills went 7 strong innings, book closed on him, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, 6 hits, 3 runs. Lugo comes to the plate, 0-for-2 with a walk, fouled off to the right side. Quickly 0-1. Infield, outfield, straight away. Getting a little difficult to see right now as the lights take time coming up. 0-for-hand curve from Heinicke, misses in the dirt. Evens the count at 1-1. And Lugo facing that pitch again. Overhand delivery from Heinicke. Left-hander. Misses upstairs. 2-1 now. Wind still blowing lightly coming in from right field. That pitch skied to right field. Settling quickly under it for the Cards is Hansel Otamendi. First, second out of the inning there by Otamendi. Sky out to the right fielder. That'll bring up Justin Guerrero. 1-for-3 on the evening. Did have an RBI. On that single in the fourth, drove in Omar De Los Santos. Two out here in the top of the eighth. Ball skied into the outfield on foul on the left side. 0-1 now, quickly. All pitchers within this pitch clock, immediately on the mound, immediately on the rubber. Batters staying in the batter's box. Be interesting to see if the major leagues adopt this rule sometime in the future. That ball, curveball, had the left-handed hitting Guerrero just frozen from the left side. That ball came out of nowhere and finished over the plate. 0-2 on Guerrero. Two out. Got a piece of that one. Stays alive. Still 0-2 on Guerrero here with two out. Crowd not thirsty Thursday with the $1, $2, and $3 beer specials. Hasn't been a lot to cheer about if you're a Palm Beach Cardinal fan. That next pitch grounded weakly to the right side, up against the gate in front of the dugout for the Cardinals. Count remains 0-2. Met players are on the steps of the dugout. Only a couple of Cardinal players are on the steps of their dugout cheering on their guys. And that pitch, wave, gets in the dirt. Catcher picks it up and throws. Luis Rodriguez gets that. That'll be a strikeout and a 2-3 put out. And that will end the top of the eighth. Score remains 3-0 as we will head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Again, needing a big rally from your home Palm Beach Cardinals. Check out Firehouse Subs and their commitment to hearty.
protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster. Protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back here at Roger Dean Stadium, going to the bottom of the eighth. We have a new pitcher in the ballgame for St. Lucie. Dan Goggin has entered the game, 6'2", 206, 24-year-old. He's on a rehab assignment coming back. He's, I think, making his third appearance of the year so far. 4.5 ERA, 2 games, 2 innings pitched. First pitch grounded off the foot of the batter. Ryan Holgate now with an 0-1 count. Goggins now quickly 0-2 out ahead of Holgate. In those 2 innings, just given up 1 hit, 1 run. Has walked 3 batters, though, with a strikeout. Grounded sharply to first base. Unassisted is going Lugo. Trots his way over for the first out of the inning, stepping on the bag at first base.
Cardinals right fielder number 41, Hansel Otamendi.
Hansel Otamendi comes to the plate. 1-for-2 on the evening. Singled. 3 hits in the sixth inning for the Cardinals and was thrown out at the plate. Carlos Domingo's making a strong throw from left field. Catcher Osborne made the play. Otamendi came in standing up and Osborne was able to make a swing tag to get him at the plate. The count now from Goggins. Ball was waved at and called a strike. 2-1 now on Otamendi. 1 out here in the bottom of the eighth. Cardinals looking for a rally. Been very quiet, their bats in this series. Only 3 runs scored in the series so far for Palm Beach. That ball finishes upstairs. 3-1 now. Goggins falls behind. And fourth pitch is a walk. So Cardinals once again have a runner on, 1 out here in the bottom of the eighth. And Danson Cruz comes to the plate. He is 0-for-2 on the evening. Otamendi once again the runner. Slow breaking ball by Goggins on the outside corner. The right-hander able to place it just on the black on the outside corner for strike one. So one on and one out here for the home team. And that pitch, off speed, over the middle of the plate. Strike two on Cruz. And quickly, good morning, good evening, good night to Cruz. Three pitches taken, and he goes down for the second out of the inning. Brings up Ramon Mendoza, the leadoff hitter. Still the runner at first, leading off is Otamendi. First pitch, fastball on the outside for a ball. Next pitch, big breaking swings is Mendoza. Even count now, 1-1. A lot of breaking balls by St. Lucie pitching tonight. That was, however, a fastball right over the middle. 1-2 now on Mendoza with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Cardinals hoping for a boom here, get them back into the ballgame. Ground ball on that pitch. Guerrero goes quickly to second base for the force out, and we will go to the top of the ninth inning. Still St. Lucie leading your Palm Beach Cardinals 3-0. Ray Schmierer here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we'll come back here at the Dean. Head to the top of the ninth. St. Lucie still leading 3-0 over Palm Beach. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Lucie. No runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Palm Beach. Coming back for his second inning of work is Hayes Heinicke for the Cardinals. Had a good strong inning in the eighth. First pitch misses to Rivera for a ball. Rivera had a home run in his last at-bat. Second pitch outside, 2-0 now on Rivera. Rivera's showing good power there. That ball well struck, way up in the air, and well beyond the left field fence. Swing and a miss on that 2-0 pitch. 2-1 count now on Rivera. Rivera, that home run, had a strikeout, was the beneficiary of an error by the third baseman in the second inning. Did get on. It was stranded there. 2-2 now as Rivera takes the second strike. Lights on bright now, easier to see everywhere on the field, infield and outfield playing straight up. Fairly shallow outfield by center fielder Cruz. And the pitch skied to right field. Coming in easily is Otamendi to make the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Drake Osborne. He was able to double and score in that 2-run seventh inning for St. Lucie, pushing that score up to 3-0. 1-for-3 on the night is Osborne with that well-struck double to left center field. Heinicke with the pitch. Swinging, strike one on a fastball over the middle of the plate. Osborne, 232 on the year, has a couple of home runs. Kind of splitting the duties are the Mets with the catching. Off-speed pitch from Heinicke freezes Osborne at the plate. 1-2 now on him. One out here in the top of the ninth. Quick moving game here at the Dean. And that's just got a piece of it nubbed at the plate. I guess a good staying alive swing there by Osborne. Count remains 1-2. Just a really well-pitched game. Luis Moreno going 6 2/3 for St. Lucie, giving up five hits, just one walk, three strikeouts. That ball misses. Not really quite sure where it missed, but the count is even now at 2-2. And that curveball freezes Drake Osborne for strike three looking.
The shortstop number four, Kevin Villavicencio.
Tenth strikeout of the night here for St. Lucie. Coming up to the plate is Kevin Villavicencio. Had a single, drove in a run in that two-run seventh inning. Waves on a pitch for an 0-1 count now. 1-for-3 on the night is Villavicencio. Played a nice shortstop out there for St. Lucie tonight. And that pitch, swing and a miss. Heinicke looks awfully dominant out there. 5 up and 5 down. 0-2 count on his sixth batter. Fans getting a little raucous around the pitch clock here, trying to upset the batter. A lot of yelling going on. First noise of the game. We're in the ninth here. And that will quickly end the top of the ninth. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth looking for a rally here at the Dean. 3-0, St. Lucie still ahead of the Palm Beach Cardinals.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll come back for what we hope is a rally bottom of the ninth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. St. Lucie with a 3-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the ninth. Dan Coggin coming out for his second inning of work. Gave up a hit in the eighth inning, but got out of it. He'll be facing Tyler Reichenborn. Two hits on the night, Osvaldo Tovalin and Brady Whalen. 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup looking for that rally. Tyler Reichenborn to the plate. Be interesting to see how the crowd reacts now. Game on the line here. Hits. Big breaking ball. Coggin could not control and hits Reichenborn, and the Cards have a leadoff batter here in the ninth.
Third
time on base now for Reichenborn. He's fine. That was a soft curveball. Couldn't get out of the way. Tovalin comes to the plate. 0-for-3. Hit into a double play in the fourth inning to squelch a leadoff hit. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth. Waving the bat in the on-deck circle is Brady Whalen. Pitch over is a pickoff. Coggin picks off the runner Reichenborn, and boy, is that a mortal sin. had the leadoff runner on, strayed too far off the base, and Weerkagen steps off, makes the throw over to first base for the first out of the inning. That pickoff was really bad. Pitch into Tavala now, evens the count at 1-1 now, one out, and no one on base here in the bottom of the ninth. Changes the inning completely. Coggan struggling with his control, had Tavala dancing at the plate on that ball inside and low. Looked like it was headed for his shins, able to get out of the way. 2-1 count here on Tavala. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Evens the count at 2-2. Infielders for St. Lucie are shaded to the right side. Hugging first is Lugo. Tillian playing inside that second base hole. Villavicencio just behind second base. Guerrera in the shortstop hole playing third base. Pitch comes in again. Inside, gets away from the catcher, rolls to the back. No harm done, but 3-2 count now, full count on Tavalin with one out. Said this a few times now. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Lucie. No runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for your Palm Beach Cardinals, and that was a walk. Another base runner on for the Cardinals with one out now. Tavalin gets the walk. I believe that will be the first walk for St. Lucie pitching tonight. So with that runner at first comes Brady Whalen, 0 for 3 on the evening. First pitch swinging, gets that ball into the hole between first and second. Stopping at second base is Tavalin, as on that slow hit ball, quickly coming in to field it in right field was De Los Santos. Great hustle coming into that ball that really just caught past the second baseman Tillian between first and second base. Now 2 runners on. Luis Rodriguez comes to the plate in the position to be the tying run at the plate. Little excitement here with one out in the bottom of the ninth. 2 runners on. Coggan set at the waist, and that pitch waved at by Rodriguez. A little anxious, it looked like there, as that ball wasn't really that close to the plate. 0-1 now on Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1 for 3 on the night. Looking for a hit here to keep the wheels turning. In the dirt, second pitch, evens the count at 1-1. Nice play behind the plate by Osborne. 1-1 now, 2 runners on. Tavalin and Whalen, respectively, leading off of their bases. And that pitch upstairs by Coggan, a fastball, couldn't lay off Rodriguez. 1-2 count now. loud fans tonight. Oh, tries the breaking ball on 1-2, misses upstairs. Did have the play, but it was way up in the air. Evens the count at 2-2. Being particularly far off the base, I guess learning from that mistake with Reichenborn getting picked off to lead off the inning. Breaking ball offered at. They do not go to the base umpire, Trey Ward, and it is called a ball. We have a full count now, 3-2. Runners at first and second. One out here in the bottom of the ninth. Cards still looking for this rally, looking for something to happen here. And he misses outside on that, and the bases are now loaded with one out here in the ninth. Interesting activity here. There is somebody up in the St. Lucie bullpen, but no visits. Here comes the pitching coach for St. Lucie. Victor Ramos having a conversation with his pitcher, trying to settle Coggan down. Catcher in third base having that conversation as well. Bases loaded, one out here in the bottom of the ninth. Brandon Hernandez will be the next batter. Out to the mound to break up the conversation is home plate umpire Chad Westlake. Ramos returns to the dugout slowly, probably giving his pitch. pitcher in the bullpen a little time to work. A lefty out there, I see. Can't see a number. All right, bases loaded. Big at bat here. Here is Brandon Hernandez, 0 for 3 on the evening, in a position to really get this game closer or actually end it with a long ball. First pitch misses by Coggin. Next pitch misses by Coggin. 2-0 count now. Getting a little sticky here for Coggin. Looks like we have a pinch runner in now at first base.
Pinch running at first base, number 16, Xander Mora.
Xander Mora will be the pinch runner. Good speed by Mora. First baseman Lugo playing behind that runner as well, so Mora able to get a really big lead over there at first base. Swing and a miss on the 2-0 pitch by Hernandez. Count now 2-1 with these bases loaded. Still 3-0 here. Palm Beach now with 6 hits on the evening. Fouled at the plate just off the catcher's glove. Evens the count at 2-2. Waiting in the on-deck circle is the Cardinals' number 18 prospect in the entire system, Ryan Holgate, already with a hit on the evening. Next to even count, that ball finishes inside and low. That'll fill the count again, 3-2. Runners filling all the bags. Bases loaded here. 3-2 count. One out in the top, in the bottom of the ninth. And the pitch is fouled off to the left side. Will it reach the stands in the outfield? And it does. We'll start that again. Count remains 3-2. I love the organist at the stadium here playing a little Beethoven's Fifth. Again, bases loaded. Full count here. Ball misses inside. And Coggins will walk in the first run of the game for the Cardinals. We'll move Mora to second. It will move Brady Whalen to third. And it brings home Oscar Tovallin with the first run of the game. That'll be an RBI for Brandon Hernandez. And we are going to get a pitching change here. Looked like Coggin just could not find the plate in this inning. Had the hit by pitch. 3 walks in the inning for him. He'll walk slowly off with a disgusted look on his face as he leaves the plate. First run of the ball game here scored on that bases loaded walk by Dan Coggin.
Now pitching for St. Lucie, number 38, Daniel Juarez.
Daniel Juarez has come into the game. Juarez is a 5'11", 155-pound left-hander, 21 years old, out of Guique, Venezuela. 1-0 on the year, made 6 appearances, does have a save. 10 2/3 innings, 17 strikeouts. Coming into a tough spot is Juarez. He's given up 8 hits so far in the year, just 1 run for a .84 ERA, so been very effective. League hitting just .222 against him. And he is, as I said, in a tough spot here. 3-1 ball game, bases still loaded with 1 out. Ryan Holgate will be the batter when play resumes. He'll be followed by Hansel Otamendi. Cardinals looking for that rally. Got one in. two runners in scoring position. Extra base hit could end the game here, clearing the bases. Three on the evening, had a stolen base as well in the third inning. Big spot here, big spot in the ball game, obviously, here in the bottom of the ninth in the tight ball game. Each team with six hits in the ball game. Looking in is Juarez from the left side. And the pitch, first pitch swinging is Holgate as a fastball poured right past his bat. 0-1 on Holgate. Infield swung around again to the right against Holgate's pull. Villavicencio tight at second base, holding the runner there. It seems the crowd knows the rules around timeouts and the mound visits and all. Catcher going out to have a conversation now with Juarez. Third baseman joins him now at the mound. Good musical choice here in the stadium. Little AC/DC. And now back, ready to pitch. Juarez looking in. 0-1 count here on Holgate. And that ball fouled off to the left side, gets out of the stadium for a quick 0-2 count here now on Holgate. We actually have some good noise now in the stadium as Cardinal fans here looking for a comeback. Couple of rally caps I see in some of the fans as well. Very cool. 0-2 here. Ground ball to the second base, slowly hit. Going for the force play. First, and a run comes from third base. We're able to get the force 4-6 on that soft ground ball to the second base.
Right fielder,
so a 4-6 force out. That's going to put Holgate at first base. That's going to move Mora over to third base. Hernandez erased on that putout. Two outs in the inning now, first and third. Hansel Otamendi comes to the plate in a position to tie. Pitching coach comes back out. A lot of activity at the mound in this half inning. Pitching coach Victor Ramos, I wonder if they're talking about potentially putting him on Otamendi to face Adanson Cruz, who has really struggled on the year thus far. They do have the open base, albeit at second base. Chad Westlake going back out to the mound to break up that conversation there. Looks like it's still going on. Now he's just standing there, kind of watching, participating. And Ramos heading back now to the dugout again, walking slowly. Nobody, no activity now in the St. Lucie bullpen. This is Juarez's to save or lose, it looks like. Runners at first and third, two out. Otamendi comes to the plate. Mora leading off of third base. Ryan Holgate leading off of first base. Could two be... And that first pitch in the dirt misses outside. Ball one to Otamendi. Otamendi, a couple of hits on the evening. Did strike out in the third, but two hits since then. As he said, got thrown out at the plate. Dancing off of third base is Mora, two-thirds of the way down the line before heading back. Might have upset Juarez. 2-0 count now on Otamendi. Next pitch, a strike on a fastball. 2-1 now. Put one in, it looked like. On deck batter is Adanson Cruz. Crowd getting a little rowdy here. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Cards down to their last strike. 2-2 now on Otamendi. Still with the runners at first and third. Tying run is on third base, ready to trot home. 3-2 ball game.
Do not strike out.
Another tight game here. Mora dancing off of third base, and the pitch is fouled to the screen right behind the plate. Count will remain 2-2. A little juice in the ballpark, a little level of excitement. Nice to see. Comeback situation here. Cardinals do have, in a show of optimism, do have somebody up in the bullpen. Off-speed pitch again, fouled straight back into the screen, and the count will stay 2-2. Foul ball picked up by Adanson Cruz and tossed over to the Cardinal ball boy. 2-2. Looking in is Juarez. Sets at the waist, and the pitch fouled off to the right side. Otamendi battling here in this at-bat. Good music again here, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. 2-2, first and third in a 3-2 ball game now. Three runs, six hits, no errors, St. Lucie. Two runs, six hits, three errors for Palm Beach. And the pitch fouled off to the screen again, right behind the plate. Four straight like that. Still a 2-2 count. Otamendi battling hard here. Juarez throwing strikes. Jaws music now. Yeah, music here at the stadium, very on point. And the pitch. Ground ball through the middle is going to bring home the tying run of the ball game. And that is a nice at-bat there by Hansel. Otamendi ties the score at 3-3. A 3-1 bottom of the ninth. Palm Beach Cardinals showing a lot of grit. Staying alive, looking at pitches. Three walks now. Two hits in the inning. A hit by pitch. Three runs. Runners at first and second. Adanson Cruz coming to the plate with two out. In a position to be a hero with the runner in scoring position at second base. That's Holgate at second, representing that go-ahead run. And that pitch by Juarez. Mitch is way up and outside for ball one. Crowd totally into it now. Sitting forward in their seats. And that pitch is upstairs. 2-0 count now on Cruz. All of St. Lucie's people in the dugout are on the steps of that dugout. All the players in the Palm Beach dugout are on the steps of their dugout. That pitch upstairs now 3-0 on Cruz. And St. Lucie, after having impeccable control through the ballgame, has walked two, hit one, and a 3-0 on this batter. And that's ball. Ball's called a strike. Looked up and away to me. Called a strike for a 3-1 count now. Yeah, three walks, a hit by pitch, and two hits in the inning. Three runs home here in the home ninth, tying the score. Swing and a miss. Fills the count now 3-2 on Cruz. Here with two out runners and at first and second. The wheels will be turning. Runnels will be running on the pitch, on the full count pitch here. Means a hit will probably score a run. And that ball is a call, strike three. And that will push us to extra innings on that strikeout looking. We will go to the top of the 10, 3-3 here at Roger Dean Stadium. Nice comeback here for the home Cards.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we'll head to the 10th here at Roger Dean Stadium on that furious comeback in the bottom of the 9th by Palm Beach. 3 runs pushed across the plate here. And we'll go to the 10th. Pitching now for the Cardinals will be Andre Granillo, 6'4", 245, big guy, 21 years old, 14th round draft pick out of UC Riverside. First pitch to a strike swinging. Next one coming in, Granillo throwing hard, strike two. Granillo 3-0 thus far on the air. That ball fouled straight back over my head here in the booth. Count remains 0-2. 3-0 in the year, 1.8 ERA in 6 games. Does have a save in 10 innings of work. Got 19 strikeouts. Has walked 6 batters. That ball finishes upstairs. Count moves to 1-2 now. Nobody out here. Runner on second base. The placed runner is Villavicencio out there at second base. Extra inning rule, runner placed at second base for each of the teams. That ball finishes outside, 2-2 now with the runner on second. Granillo looks in, sets at the waist, and the pitch. Fastball up and in, way up over the batter's head. That'll fill the count at 3-2. So, St. Lucie had not walked a batter to the ninth inning. In the ninth inning, they walked 3, they hit another, gave up a couple of hits, and 3 runs later, we're here in the 10th. That pitch fouled straight up in the air, almost like a silo. The catcher settles underneath and makes a nice play for the first out of the inning. Rodriguez out of the game now. And with one out in the top of the 10th, we'll move, and Alex Ramirez comes to the plate. Ramirez 1-for-4 on the evening. Ramirez with 10 RBIs on the season thus far. Was tied for the league lead in hits coming into the ballgame. Faces the pitch from Granillo, and that ball fouled just left of the third base bag. Really hit that ball hard. Had extra base hit written all over it. O-2 count quickly on Ramirez, though. And he goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Granillo thrown very, very hard. That'll bring up Carlos Dominguez to the plate with 2 outs here in the top of the 10th. And that runner out there is Villavicencio at second base. Activity in the St. Lucie bullpen. Probably see a new pitcher as we go to the Palm Beach Cardinal half of the 10th. And the first pitch to Dominguez from Granillo is outside and high for ball one. Next pitch swinging is Dominguez. Waved. Missed that ball by a foot. Evens the count at 1-1. And that pitch, a breaking ball from Granillo, freezes Dominguez, and the count goes to 1-2. Nice pitch there by Granillo. First breaking ball that he's thrown in this inning. Hit away. Dominguez. Breaking ball outside. Looks like Wade Staus came into the game to replace Luis Rodriguez after the pinch runner Mora took him out of the game. Wade Staus behind the plate now. That ball in the dirt. Nice stop by Staus. Keeps Villavicencio at second base. Count goes full, though, at 3-2. Two out here in the top of the 10th. Granillo has that ERA down to 169 with those couple of outs now. That ball gets off the glove, swing and a miss. Looks like Dominguez is going to make it on what I guess is going to be a pass ball on the catcher. And now runners at first and third on that K, but safe at first. We'll see how they call that, whether that's a wild pitch. It's hard to call a wild pitch on a swinging strike. That will bring up Omar De Los Santos to the plate. De Los Santos, couple of hits on the evening, double and a single, scored a run, first run of the game in the fourth inning. De Los Santos, swing and a miss. Ball poured on the inside corner by Granillo. That ball up and in, couldn't resist. De Los Santos swing and a miss, quickly down 0-2. Now, calling it a wild pitch on Granillo, not a pass ball. And off to the races is Dominguez, and he will steal second base without a throw. Two runners in scoring position now for St. Lucie with two out. In the top of the 10th. Looks like they just really didn't care if Dominguez would run there, and they let him go with two strikes. Looking for a strikeout here, Granillo. And that pitch is outside and low. Evens the count at 2-2. Dancing off a third base was Villavicencio, trying to upset Granillo's timing and such. Doing it again, third of the way down. And swing and a miss on a high fastball, and we'll go to the bottom of the 10th. Palm Beach and St. Lucie tied in a really good ball game here.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we'll come back to the action here. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, 3-3 as we go to the bottom of the 10th. New pitcher for St. Lucie is Joshua Cornelli, 6'2", 175, right-hander, 21 years old, out of Caracas, Venezuela. 0-1 on the year, 5.68 ERA in 5 games, 6 and a third innings pitched. He will be facing back up to the top of the lineup. Ramon Mendoza will be the leadoff batter, followed by Tyler Reichenborn and Osvaldo Tovalin. So they walked the batter, intentionally walked the batter. The placed runner at second base was Adanson Cruz, so we have first and second with nobody out. Interesting strategy here, looking for double play ball, clearly, because it doesn't matter what happens to that runner at first base. Still with nobody out, now runners at first and second, and that will bring to the plate Reichenborn, who shows bunt on that. Coming in hard from first base was Lugo. Interesting way to get the infield moving on that. Fake bunt. 1-0 count now to Reichenborn. Showing bunt again, and he bunts it up in the air, and it's going to be played by the catcher in fair territory for the first out. That ball went right up in the air. Catcher came out to the front of the dirt in front of home plate. Easily made the play. Now with one out. Still runners on first and second. And we'll be facing Osvaldo Tovalin, the leading RBI guy for your Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch swinging. And 0-1 now. Cornelli looking in, set at the waist. Long set at the waist. And the pitch looks to finish inside and low. That'll even the count at 1-1. So interesting tactic there with the intentional walk to Ramon Mendoza to set up a potential double play. Now facing Tovalin, swing and a miss outside on that. 1-2 count now to Tovalin. It's interesting that the crowd was loud for the comeback and quiet now with runners on first and second in the bottom of the 10th here in a position to win the game are the Cardinals. So we had a 3-0 game. We had an out in the 9th, and good things started to happen for the Cardinals. Now, first and second, ball grounded by Tovalin to first baseman Lugo, makes the throw over to Villavicencio, who catches it, makes the force out, and then tried to pick off the runner at third base, Adanson Cruz, the place runner. So we got first and third on the force out. Was not able to get that runner at third base. So two outs now here in the bottom of the 10th. That'll bring up Brady Whalen. That was a 3-6 force out. That puts Tovalin on at first base. Cruz at third. First pitch misses inside and low to Whalen. 1-0 count now. Cardinals need a hit here. Need to get a game in this series. Heck of a win it would be if they were able to get it. Cornelli taking his time on the mound. Interesting. Just stepped on the rubber. Clock is moving now. Down to 10. Looks in. Sets at the waist. And the pitch to Whalen. In the dirt. Nice pickup there by the catcher. 2-0 count now. Ron Whalen. A 2-0 pitch, two runners on, two outs, inside again. A nice play. Osborne made a lot of nice plays there behind the plate, keeping the ball in front of him, not allowing runners to advance. 3-0 count, though, with the runners on first and third. On deck is the new catcher, Stouse, Wade Stouse. And that pitch is low and outside, and that will load the bases on a walk. Second walk of the inning. First was intentional. Coming out again is the St. Lucie pitching coach, Victor Ramos, having a conversation with Joshua Cornielli. Stouse coming to the plate. He's played in two games in the series. 2-for-6. Does have a modest three-game hitting streak coming into the ball game. All right, Stouse with two out. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the 10th. Cornelli with the pitch. Looks like it's outside for ball one. Well, a lot of good things could happen here. Cardinals just want something good to happen here. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big swing and a miss by Stouse. Evens the count at 1-1. And back with the 1-1. Outside. Nice catch again by Osborne. Ball was about 4 feet off of the plate. Made a nice stab to his left to make the catch. Count now 2-1 on Stouse. Relievers for St. Lucie have not done the job tonight after two good games in a row from them. And the pitch. Swing and a miss by Stouse. Evens the count at 2-2. So, two out, 2-2 count. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the 10th. Score tied at 3-3. Cardinals looking for a big one. And a swing and a miss. And we will move on to the 11th as Joshua Cornelli gets a big strikeout on Wade Stouse to end the bottom of the 10th, and we'll go to the 11th here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Ray Schmierer and his voice is leaving here at Roger Dean.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We'll come back to the Dean here for the top of the 11th inning. Score remains 3-3. Three runs, six hits, no errors for St. Lucie. Three runs, seven hits, three errors for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Out for his second inning of work is Andre Granillo. Hayes Heineke gave the Cards two great innings. Two innings pitched, four strikeouts. No hits, no walks. Nice, strong outing there for Heineke. Granillo into his second inning of work. He'll be facing William Lugo, Justin Guerrera, and Jose Rivera here in the bottom of, in the top of the 11th inning. Lugo, 0 for 3 with a walk on the evening, takes the first pitch for a ball. It's Omar De Los Santos who's the place runner now, and he is off and running on a foul ball by Lugo. De Los Santos had that base stolen easily, and that pitch was way upstairs. Lugo might have taken that. He'd have a 2-0 count. Instead, the count is even, and De Los Santos goes back to second base on the foul ball. De Los Santos just running at will. Gets a huge lead, runs really, really well, and he's off again and again, fouled off by Lugo. Count remains 1-2 on Lugo. Nobody out here in the top of the 11th. 3-3. St. Lucie. A little step off there by Granillo. Closer to second base. Hernandez trying to hold him tight at second, but no easy task. Now everybody's converging. Even the shortstop Mendoza was coming in towards second base. Nice job by Granillo not to balk on that. And De Los Santos doesn't run on that. Lugo takes that ball way upstairs. Makes the count 2-2. Clearly, De Los Santos has the entire infield for the Cardinals running as he is just crazy on the ball. And Lugo fouls that ball hard to the left side. Count stays 2-2. Granillo working hard in this inning. Trying to keep the runner close at second base. Trying to make sure his infielders are in position to field when he's actually ready to throw the ball. And fake run there by De Los Santos the second. That ball way upstairs. That's going to fill the count at 3-2. De Los Santos wreaking a little havoc out there. No activity in the bullpens here. And De Los Santos runs on that 3-2 pitch, and he is in safely, even though that was ball four. That'll put runners at first and third. Third stolen base of the game for De Los Santos. And now it'll be first and third with nobody out. Justin Guerrera coming to the plate. Guerrera 1-for-4 on the evening. Had a single in the fourth inning. Drove in that run, that first run that De Los Santos basically stole in the fourth inning. Now first and third, Granillo in a tough spot. And that ball upstairs. Granillo looks like he's overthrowing a bit. Fastball good and hard, but it doesn't seem to be able to get it down into the zone. Infield in here with nobody out in first and third. Gary Kendall, the manager, coming to the plate, having a little nope. It's actually Giovanni Carrera having a conversation with his pitcher. Everybody on the infield is now on the mound. I can only remember the scene from Bull Durham where they're all on the mound talking about what to get somebody for their wedding and needing to put a hex on a bat. Umpire comes out, Westlake comes out, breaks up the conversation. Everybody returning slowly to their positions. And Justin Guerrera stepping to the plate. I'm sorry, this is actually Albert Suarez who is at the plate. Suarez pinch hitting for Guerrera. Running on that first pitch was Lugo. Takes second base with no throw. So now second and third. Nobody out here in the top of the 11th. Albert Suarez at the plate. Suarez hitting 087 thus far on the year. The ball upstairs now, 2-2 on Suarez. Next offering. That ball is blooped into center field, but looks like there'll be a play, and a play coming into the plate, and will be a sacrifice fly bringing home Omar De Los Santos with the go-ahead run. Suarez able to sky that ball to center field. Shallow center field, but Adanson Cruz just could not get the throw down. Staus fielded it, but already De Los Santos had scored the plate. Runner from second moved up to third. Lugo now at third base with one out. It's an RBI sacrifice fly for Suarez. Brings up Jose Rivera, the DH at the plate, RBI. 1-4 on the evening. Even count now at 1-1. That pitch, a swing and a miss. 1-2. High fastball there. Rivera could not lay off. Infield stays in with one out and the runner on third base. Outfield in as well, trying to prevent another sacrifice fly. And that pitch is fouled straight back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. A 1-2 pitch. That ball's outside. Granillo doesn't seem to have the best of command this half inning. All these runners at third base can be very disturbing. That ball upstairs, that's going to fill the count at 3-2. Runner on third base and one out. Drake Osborne in the on-deck circle. Looking for a turn at bat here. And that ball, wave check swing, gets him. Off speed pitch, strikeout swinging for Jose Rivera. And Drake Osborne comes to the plate with two out and the runner on third. Fielders retreat to their positions. Osborne 1-4 on the evening with a well-struck double in the second inning in the middle of a two-run rally. First pitch by Granillo to Osborne is up and outside for ball one. Well, we thought we had a quick game here. We're still just over 2.5 hours into this. That ball skied behind me. Might hear a clunk in a second. Nope, gets out of the stadium. We're staying at third base. William Lugo. That ball inside and low. Actually, they called that ball a strike. That'll make the count 1-2. Osborne. Granillo needs a K here, or just needs to get out of the inning. That ball grounded sharply to shortstop. Mendoza picks it up, makes a nice throw over to first base to end the inning, but the damage is done. A run in. A run in on no hits. Sacrifice fly, couple of walks, and we'll go to the bottom of the 11th inning. Palm Beach again needing to come back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen, by simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't.
All right, we're going to come back for the bottom of the 11th here. Palm Beach looking for another comeback, trailing 4-3 as we enter the bottom of the 11th. Joshua Cornelli coming out for his second inning of work. He did pitch the 10th. Had some activity going on, but was able to get out of the inning. Wade Stauss will be the placed runner at second base, and Brandon Hernandez will be the batter from the left side facing Cornelli and takes strike one. Again, hopeful activity out there in the Palm Beach bullpen. Next pitch in. Inside gets away from the catcher. Osborne moving from second to third base on that, I would consider, wild pitch. To third base and in scoring position on a lot of different ways to score is Wade Stauss. Count even now at 1-1. Reading on deck is Ryan Holgate. That ball up and away. 2-1 now on Hernandez. Holgate will be followed by Otamendi if we get that far. Again, long ball here ends it for Palm Beach. That ball, swing and a miss. Coming straight over the top was Cornelli. Even count now, 2-2. Timeout called as the ball gets away. Tossed back into the Palm Beach Cardinal dugout. That ball from the bullpen got all the way behind the plate. Holgate picks up the dugout. Count again, 2-2. Breaking ball freezes Hernandez at the plate. Strike out looking on that. First out of the inning is that strikeout. Brings up Holgate with the runner at third base. Holgate, one out here in the bottom of the 11th. First pitch swinging and missing is Holgate. He's 1-for-4 on the night. Had a hit and a stolen base back in the third inning. Was on base on a force out in the ninth. Swing and a miss, strike two. Quickly down 0-2 is Holgate. Cornelli mixing in some off-speed stuff here to get Holgate out in front. Infield in by St. Lucie with the runner on third and just one out. Trying to cut off that run at the plate. Cornelli looks in, sets at the waist, and the pitch is up and outside, evens the count at 2-2. I'm sorry, 1-2. And the pitch comes in, swing and a miss by Holgate. Big breaking ball there. That's been the featured pitch for St. Lucie all night long. That curveball has really caused Palm Beach fits. Once again, Hansel Otamendi, the final out here for the Palm Beach Cardinals, facing the final out. Otamendi with the runner on third base now, two out. First pitch, breaking ball inside and low to Otamendi. Otamendi had the big hit in the ninth inning to tie the score for Palm Beach, looking to do the same again. Had a really good at bat, saw a lot of pitches. That pitch he takes evens the count at 1-1. Yeah, he saw 9 pitches in that bat and was able to flare that ninth one for the single. 1-1 pitch inside plate. 1-2 now. Cards down to the last strike to Hansel Otamendi. We're hoping Hansel is hot right now. And if you're listening, that's a reference to Zoolander, the movie. And the pitch, breaking ball outside, evens the count at 2-2. Fielders back to their positions now with two out. Outfielders kind of deep. Infielders standard positions. That pitch low, and that's going to fill the count at 3-2. Cornelli trying to end this game. 3-2, two out. The runner leading off of third base is Wade Staus, the catcher. And the pitch from Cornelli, a long set. Here it comes, and he hits him! Oh my God, fastball inside, hits him on the hands, it looks like. Otamendi, looks like a shoulder, he's rubbing his shoulder. Everybody coming out, have a little conversation. Trainer Jeff Case having a conversation with Otamendi as he walks up the first baseline to take his spot at first base. So still now two runners on. Two out here in the bottom of the 11th inning. And Danson Cruz comes to the plate. Big spot here for Cruz. Boy, would it be sweet for him to get a run. Hitting just 110 on the year thus far. Eight for 74 on the season. Came into the game with 34 strikeouts in 69 at-bats. So, yes, it would be very sweet to get a hit here to tie the ball game. Looking at a 1-1 count now as that ball finishes low and inside, the curveball from Cornelli. Crowd quiet. Crowd got quiet in the extra innings here. St. Lucie again. Everybody up on the dugout steps. That pitch flared to right field. Settling underneath it is Omar De Los Santos. And the ball game ends like that with that pop out. Nice outing for Joshua Cornelli. He'll get the win on the night as well. Tough now. Three straight now for St. Lucie over Palm Beach. That was St. Lucie's sixth straight win. That was Palm Beach's fourth straight loss. The winning pitcher on the evening will be Joshua Cornelli. I'd call him the star of the game as well for getting this game over at the time that it was. I'd call the losing pitcher would be Andre Granillo. Came in, gave up that tough run in the top of the 11th inning. And I'm going to wish you all a wonderful evening here. Cards go down 4-3 in extras. Tough night here as they made a valiant comeback in the bottom of the ninth, but unable to do so again in the bottom of the 11th. Have a good night, everybody. Ray Schmierer saying good night.